This morning, you're going to learn more about the Henry Kalungi Foundation. We have a board member, Celia McCarter, joining us, as well as Mr. Henry Kalungi himself.
Yes, good morning.
Good morning to you both. Two amazing people that are doing amazing work right here at home and abroad. So it makes sense that good people attract good people.
We're thankful for that.
So Celia, we'll get to you in a minute because there is a reason why you're here, because in relation to the Henry Kalungi Foundation, you've got a gala coming up. Yes. We're going to give you all the details in a minute, but let's meet the man of the hour, Mr. Henry Kalungi, who, by the way, was just named to the 2025 Winthrop Athletics Hall of Fame class. Congratulations.
Thank you. It's a blessing, you know. I'm thankful. You know, we see all these things happen, but there's so many people behind, you know, all this success, and I'm very thankful for a lot of people to be where I am, and God has blessed me. That's what I would say. So I'm glad to be here this morning. It's Friday, not Monday.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Thank you.
Believe you me, I will not make that mistake again. So you played soccer at Winthrop. What were your years there?
So I played 2006, 2009. Then I was drafted. I left early and then played all over for my national team and for different clubs here in America. And, you know, God bless me. I had a 10-year playing career. So now I'm working. I have a youth soccer club in the area where we are trying to build role models in our community. I know we have talked about that some time back, and also teach them that life is more important. You got to think about others. When God has blessed you, how can you use your talent to change other lives? So I'm very thankful to be where I am. And I guess we'll talk more about the foundation when you ask me those questions.
He's setting you up. He's setting us up.
He is one of my favorite people to interview. He's the best. All right.
Thank you. So
after your career in soccer kind of slowly came to an end, you still had love of the sport. And as you mentioned, I know you've got a football organization right here in town.
Yeah.
But the foundation kind of came about. And explain what the goal and the mission is of the foundation and how you give back some here at home, but more importantly, in your home country.
So, you know, when I came to America, one of the things, actually one of my coaches at Winthrop, Rich Pospanko, told me, hey, you got an opportunity, you got to use that opportunity. Mm-hmm. But also growing up in Uganda, I grew up in a family where we didn't have much. So I knew when I'm blessed to have an opportunity, I want to make a bigger impact. Mm-hmm. And I met my wife. She multiplies everything. So she changed. We used to do it on a small scale where I would collect things, take them, and then do like a small Christmas party. But she's like, when she went, she was like, no, we got to do this the right way. So she put all the pieces together. And as we have come a long way, God has blessed us with amazing people, like one of them is right here, and our other board members and so many people in the community. So the foundation has gone to the next level. When I was done playing, the focus was a lot on also building more of this foundation where it can make a bigger impact. Here, you know, we do different things where we go out in the community. In Uganda now we have land, and actually we just put fields on our land. And those fields we are trying to, we had so many things going on, but one of the main focus now, we're going to try to get kids that we can get off the street. So kids that are deserving an opportunity where we can get them and train them and try to build more Henrys, because they can go back to and pour into the community. When you have more people, there's more places we can reach. So we are trying to build that and eventually have more people that can go back and give back to the community. So we're thankful, and there's a lot of people involved, and we continue building. And, you know, Celia will talk more about the gala. She has been working hard. Our board members have been working hard. So hopefully we'll have a lot of people that can come and be able to hear more about what we are trying to do, and they can be more involved. Actually, this year we have a family going. There's a young girl I have coached for a long time. The Tulis, they'll be going to Uganda. It has been part of their heart. They want to go and also serve. So we'll do the Christmas parties. We'll go in the village and change lives. So it's amazing. And we look forward to continuing, you know, this journey. and see how many people we can change here and back there.
So you'll take Christmas home to Uganda and yes. celebrate there with the folks that live in the communities, and you'll do that right after Christmas here. So you'll yes. leave out around the 28th.
So I'll go to Uganda. Normally I go before Christmas, but this year I wanted to spend Christmas with family here too because I'm always traveling. So the 28th, I'll be going down there, and we always do the Christmas party in Kampala, kids off the streets, kids from slums. Each year the numbers have been growing. When we started, it was 100 kids. You say 100, it's 200 that come out. Then we're like, okay, next year it's 300. But you prepare for 200, you have 300. And then you have 100 that are not eating and they are picking crumbs off the ground, you know, which was tough. But then we say 300, then you have 400. So till we prepared and we're like, you know what? We have grown. God has blessed us. So 600 kids. So now we're able to feed 600 kids. They come out. We play fun games throughout the day. We do soccer games. We do face painting for the little ones. We pray together. They eat cake, which is a big deal. I know in America, cake is everyday thing. But over there, when there's cake, it's big time. Aww. So, but we celebrate the day together where they can forget about the worries. We come out and pray and enjoy. And then after that, we go in the village where we have the land. Where we have the fields now. So we are continuing to develop that land and put amazing things on there. So we're trying to finish the fencing in, which will be on some of the things we want to do because your fields, 1,000 people will be showing up there. So we're kind of trying to protect it where we control the people that are coming in. And then eventually, you know, we'll try to recruit the kids that we want to really give an opportunity and build them, help them go to school, find them sponsors, and then maybe they can get an opportunity also to get an education here. So those are some of the things we really want to focus on and make an everlasting change in the community.
Well, to accomplish that, you need money, and that is why you have the 5th Annual Henry Kalungi Foundation Gala. Celia McCarter, again, is a board member here. She's also chair of the gala, so let's kind of run down the who, what, when, where, and why.
Well, thank you so much for having us this morning. We have the 5th Annual Henry Kalungi Foundation Gala. We're going to host it. Because it's the 5th annual, we wanted to do things bigger than we've had before. So we're going to host it at the Philip T. Glennon Community Center, which is where the TK Golf Club is. We're hosting it in January this year because we know how busy December gets. So it's January 25th, and it would be a great idea if you're looking for a Valentine's Day gift. This is a night out. It's a cocktail attire. We've got dancing, entertainment, good food.
And a great cause.
That's and right. a great cause, which is the most important thing. Yes.
And you don't have to wait for hours getting right. a table.
Right,
so
exactly.
At one of our fine establishments. So you're helping the guys out there, especially, Celia.
There you
so
go.
Thank you.
That's exactly what we were thinking. And, you know, December is so busy with all of us and families and so forth. So we felt by pushing it to January, it'd be a great respite at that time of the year.
So obviously with the gala, you've got food, drinks, entertainment. You'll hear more about the mission there that Henry just kind of alluded to. So yeah, how did you get connected with Henry and what's that connection like?
So I often refer to myself as the woman that escorts Philip McCarter into Catawba Ridge Stadium.
That's her husband, by the way. Yes. He's the soccer coach over there for the
Catawba Ridge.
A great
yes.
Yeah.
And but through him and through the soccer community, years and years and years ago, we had the pleasure of meeting Henry. And one of the things that Philip has done with his soccer team has always promoted Henry and his foundation and different things. So as life changes and my seasons change, I was honored when they asked, and shocked that they asked me to be on their board. And of course, I couldn't say yes fast enough.
She can say she's shocked, but she gives back a lot in the Fort Mill in York County.
We planned it very well.
Good thinking, Henry. Good thinking. So obviously, just a attracted to the mission of what Henry is doing, not only here, but more importantly, abroad and internationally.
Well, and as you know, Philip and I serve our community in many different ways, and it's important that we raise our children to be that way. Yeah. And it's one thing to be an example, but it's something else to have them go out. Mm-hmm. And soccer is one thing our family does, so we felt that this is a great blend for us too.
So how do folks get tickets to the gala?
So you could go on to Henry Kalungi, KALUNGI foundation.com, and you can get tickets there. We've got VIP tickets. We also have tickets, early bird pricing that goes through Sunday. But for your listeners, we're going to extend that and give a promotion for them. And of course, we use the promotion code Friends of the Show.
Oh, love it.
And they can use that through December 25th to make sure that they...
That's amazing.
That's my wink and nod to you. And just make sure that you capitalize FOTS, like OTS Media.
Oh,
got it.
So that you can get that code.
I love it.
Well, you're making a lot of people happy in this building today.
That's right. Now, are you also looking for sponsors as well still?
Absolutely. Okay. We would love to have corporate sponsors or table sponsors, and they could be families or businesses. And our sponsorship goes from $250 to $3,000. So wherever your price point is, we've got something for you. The sponsorship also includes lots of tickets and co-branding on their website, venue signage, and that type of thing, cross-media. So it would be very beneficial for anybody who's willing to do that.
And it looks like Patty Mercer is going to be the MC
over
there. Yeah, it'll be a lot of fun.
We know you're listening.
Yeah. She's a friend of the show. Yeah.
Right, so she's going to make it fantastic.
Oh, great. Well, congratulations, Henry, on your success.
Thank you.
I know I followed your career post-Winthrop, and what you're doing is just really remarkable. You get your wife involved, which, by the way, she played volleyball at Winthrop, too.
Yes.
And then your kids are now involved, and you've recruited fine folks like the McCarter family and so many others in our community. So job well done. God's placing you in the right role, and just continue to spread goodness in this world, Henry. Yeah. It's great.
Thank you. Perfect. And I know if it's official, I know I shared with Philip. So I'm going to be the new head coach of Fort Mill High School, which I think will be very beneficial for the kids, the school, the community. So hopefully we can
amazing.
Make a bigger impact there too. Last year I was the assistant, so...
And they won the state championship.
Oh,
the
cool.
State championship.
So you're going to be the head boys soccer coach at
yes.
Fort Mill High School.
Yes.
And you heard it here first.
Congratulations.
Congratulations. Thank you. Celia, as always, thank you so much.
Thank you.